A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendivite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 11th day of April, year of our Lord, 2014. Yesterday, following my show, Tim Spencer and I had a private conversation with Chris from Nevada. Chris is working with the Bundy family up there in Bunkerville, Nevada, providing legal counsel to the Bundy family. And we hope to be getting reports from Chris. Now, it is 0400 Pacific time where they are out there, so I'm not sure we're going to get a report every day. It is incredibly early to be up and talking on the radio, on one hand. On the other, Chris is on the ground. I've requested that he get photographs and talk to the people around the area to get as much information as he can and report back to us. And I think he'll be doing that as this event unfolds. I'll be with Vince Finelli on Genesis Communications today at 10 a.m., and Chris is supposed to be with us there. It will be a more reasonable time to be talking to somebody with Pacific time. And then 7 p.m. Central, I'll be with Doug Hagman on the Hagman Report from 7 to 10 p.m. this evening, Central Time, with Doug Hagman. And, of course, at 4 p.m., I'll be with Dr. Deagle. I want to encourage you to go to Dave Hodge's website and read his current article at his website, The Common Sense Show. And also, my friend Paul Martin, his website, Revolution Radio, the X-22 report. There's a number of excellent articles posted there as well. We do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist, Ann is an engineer, and she keeps very careful touch and keeps track of what's going on, the things that concern us, earthquakes, volcanoes, radiation events, flu virus events, and so forth. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, we've got a lot of things going on in the world, and some of them are civil, I guess.
Well, they are, and we may have Chris from Nevada calling in. It is 4 o'clock in the morning out there in Nevada, and we'll take a short report from Chris if he does call in. But the situation in Bunkerville, Nevada, could easily spin wildly out of control. I expect several thousand Americans to be there in the next 48 hours to show up and give support to the Bundy family. Hopefully all sides will remain civil and there will be no violence. I do hope and believe that the American civilians will outnumber the feds very quickly, and that's a good thing, don't you think, Ann?
Well, my understanding is that they've set up free speech zones. And
nobody's going there. First Amendment area, yeah.
I know, it seems a little strange to me, too. But apparently they can arrest people that aren't in that free speech zone.
If they go into an area that's been put off limits, the whole thing is so strange. The federal government owns about 80% of the state of Nevada. The constitutional authority for the federal government to own any real estate at all is very, very limited by design. So that we have a very shaky beginning point for the feds to even own property out there. Plus, the Bundy family has been ranching on that property since before Nevada was part of the United States, before it was a state. So I think they may have some very strong legal ground to preempt what the federal government's attempting to do out there. These desert tortoises apparently just walk around and eat a little, munch on a little grass, and and it's a big so what, as far as I can see.
Well, tortoises aren't known to be a huge consumer of anything. Like you said, they walk around, and that's about it. They do need water, and apparently fracking may be involved. The government may want to sell it to the Chinese, as far as I know. I don't, you know.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, Ann, because just north of there, a few hour drive north, the Bureau of Land Management is auctioning off the rights to engage in this kind of petroleum search. So that is what's going on. We got a caller here, regular caller. We got Glenn from Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann. Well, hopefully we don't end up with the Battle of Bunkerville Hill, or they could put up a sign that says "Welcome to Lexington Green." That might be inflammatory. Someone suggested yesterday people go out there with an army of people with cameras rather than guns. Get a few thousand people out there with cameras filming everything that's done, and then getting it back to the internet, let it go viral, and finally get the whole country watching. The primary reason I called was about the markets, real quick. My 22nd market report. There's not one green dot, meaning positive, on the CNN World Markets map on the overnight. The Japanese Nikkei closed down 2.38% yesterday. The British, French, and German European markets are all down over 1% right now. And you could tell somebody was working assiduously to try and keep the Dow pre-market on the positive side on the overnight, but it, too, is now in negative territory. So as far as I'm concerned, we're starting to see Bob Gaskin say pan out. They originally said like 6 to the 11th. Well, today's the 11th. And then now it's, and then also talked about the 11th through the 15th. But as far as I'm concerned, we are now seeing the beginning of the great market crash of 2014.
Well, that's certainly a possibility, Glenn, and I know you'll be paying diligent attention and report back to us Monday, your observations.
Yeah. In addition, we're starting to hear reports of national, I'm sure you've heard this, national guard troops saying they're reserves guys saying they're being called up to be for service in Eastern Europe, probably meaning deployment to somewhere like Poland or something like that.
I'm getting those reports, and I hope to get more clarification over the weekend of equipment being taken from the National Guard and these call-ups also, and that's something they can't conceal because too many people know about it.
Well, if Timoshenko starts to go in after killing ethnic Russians, who have taken over these buildings who are not on the Crimean side, I can picture Putin sending in tactical air support.
That's a possibility. Okay, Glenn, thank you for the call. Bye-bye. We appreciate it. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 11th day of April. And you and I were talking during a break privately. This situation in Bunkerville, Nevada, is spinning wildly out of control. I've been observing these things for a long time. I was personally involved in several of these things, going all the way back to what was happening with the Indians back in 1973 up there in South Dakota, and it's something that could turn into a tragedy with loss of life. I sincerely hope and pray it does not. The feds have become very militarized and militant these past several decades. The modern militia movement really began as a consequence of a couple of these incidents. What happened with Randy Weaver's family in Ruby Ridge, Idaho. The tragedy at Waco, Texas, where they surrounded a church full of men, women, and children with tanks and burned it to the ground. So hopefully this will end without any loss of life, that the Bundy family will be able to recover their property and get back to living their lives without the harassment of the federal government. This event will be going on for a number of days and weeks, and we will be monitoring it, Ann. And I know you said privately there's not much we can do back in St. Louis. Well, there is, and we're doing it right now. We're getting the word out. There's several thousand people listening to us right now. We got a man on the ground, Chris, up there, to give us firsthand reports, and we'll see. These things are dynamic. It's hard to predict in advance what could happen. Hopefully there'll be cool heads prevailing on both sides, on the federal side and on the patriot side, and there will be no undue measures or violent measures taken on behalf of the federal government. Anyway, well, Anna, go ahead.
Yeah, I wonder if there's going to be any use of drones, because you heard about the drone that knocked out an athlete in Australia?
Oh,
you didn't hear that?
No.
Well, it was a hacking. Apparently, if you have a cell phone and the right software, the right app, you can take over a drone. And what happened was a fellow was flying a drone to get pictures of the race. It was I forget how long a race it was. And he was hacked, and the guy with the cell phone in the crowd took over and lost control of it, and it fell down and hit a runner, and she crashed into concrete and is still hospitalized. But, you know, drones are being used by just plain civilians now. And so I'm assuming, do you think the militia have use of drones?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, teenage boys and men have used these kind of aircraft for hobbies for decades, and they just become more sophisticated, easier to control, with more capabilities. Well, here's our report. Chris from Las Vegas. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, JR, and of course you, Miss Ann.
Oh, thank you.
Well, give us your update. What's going on, sir?
Well, the only thing that really is happening, the news has been noticeably devoid of any information here on the local basis. It's heretofore been pretty good about giving on-site reports and showing videos of the altercations between the BLM and the attack mode and the, let's call them the harassing and unhappy, abused Bundy family and friends and militia. There was a report yesterday that two demonstrators were arrested in federal custody. I had spoken, after I spoke to you on your show yesterday, with multiple people, other internet reporters and truth seekers around the nation were very concerned. I myself have a fairly foreboding sense of concern this morning, cautiously, of course. It's not without noting that we're kind of ramping up to this American Spring thing with Colonel Riley, an associate of Colonel Aquino's, coming up for D.C., supposedly, for those who may feel venturesome to go there. But I wish I had more direct information from on the ground from you. I know the Bundys are being besieged with reports from Fox News or Faux News, or more accurately, and other larger information media events. But it's just really insane this morning, and very curious the lack or information vacuum, which really causes me more concern than anything. I hope to give you more accurate information later on in some of the broadcasts going on today, as I can ascertain it. and I will do the best I can to get accurate, true information and relate it as critically, accurately as I possibly can for the benefit of those who tune in to your other later broadcast today. Okay. And I look forward to hearing the rest of Ann's show and the great information she brings to the table. It's just really a dangerous time we live in. It's important that we stay alert, awake, aware, eyes wide open, and no fear.
Okay, well, Chris, we're supposed to, you and I are scheduled to do some radio in a couple of hours. It'll be 10 o'clock Central, which would be 8 o'clock Pacific time. Of course, the sun doesn't come up out there for another couple of hours. I want to encourage you to get photographs. And if you don't have Tim Spencer's email address, I'll give that to you right now. We give out live over the air all the time. That's office@ruralsurvival.info. office@ruralsurvival.info. We need photographs of what's going on up there. We need you to be talking to people and getting their feelings about what's happening, their observations. And we'll be doing a lot of radio, you and I, over the next days and weeks to get the word out to people what's going on. And it's a valuable service you're providing, sir, a very valuable service that you're providing to give us eyes and ears on the ground, and we really appreciate it.
One thing before I go, I will tell you that there are several videos that are fairly up-to-date. They might be a day behind on YouTube. Just Google in the Bundy Ranch. I think you'll come up with all the results you want,
okay.
And you will observe the very violent tactics that these individuals who may be crisis event actors, they may be spread spots, we don't know who they are, and whatever types of costumes they have on to appear as BLM agents or something else, but it appears there's an agenda put here and perhaps ginning up to other bigger things later here in the April month. Thank you very, very much, JR, and you, and for your great service.
Thank you, Chris. We'll do some radio in a few hours. Appreciate the call. Ann, you got the first-hand report from Chris, and he's expressing his personal concern about what's going on out there, his observations. He has his finger on the pulse, so to speak, of what's going on locally, and I share his concern. How about you, Ann?
Oh, definitely, and he's a wonderful asset for us to have call in. You know, we're, 1,000 miles away from him, or 2,000 miles away from this confrontation that seems to be building. And I was going to ask him if he knew if there were any FBI or or other maybe.
Well, we covered it briefly yesterday. He was not aware of any. A lot of times at these kind of events, the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms wear these blue windbreakers that have in bold yellow letters on the back of it and the front, FBI or Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and so forth. They have not been seen on site, but my expectation is they're represented by an agent at least on site.
An agent in charge, okay.
Yeah, there'll be an agent representing those agencies. We have a break here, about in the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 11th day of April. Freeze-dry guy has long-range patrol rations. If you want to go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing like it. Nothing like the long-range patrol rations. Typically, going out into the bush, a man on a patrol can carry about a two-week supply of food and water. It's very difficult to carry more than that. It really is. The weight just gets to be too much. In your base camp situation, of course, it's not an issue. You can have everything stocked up and waiting for you. But long-range patrol rations are the way to go if you're going out into the bush on a patrol, whether it's a 24-hour patrol, 3-day patrol, or a week, whatever it might be. The long-range patrol rations are really the way to go. And he's got spaghetti with meat entrees, chili mac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, western eggs with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon, chicken and rice, and granola with blueberries. You can get all the nutritional details, get the price per case. That's delivered to your door, shipping included, to American zip codes, the lower 48, I should say. And that's all at freezedryguy.com. There's a lot of the things he has there you may not be aware of. The Wiggy sleeping bags, the bug-out bags, pre-packed, ready to go. at freezedryguy.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663, freezedryguy.com. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, and we're spending some time talking about the events at Bunkerville, Nevada, with the Bundy family. The federal government allegedly concerned about the health and well-being of the desert tortoise. And one of the things we found out yesterday is that the federal government is dismantling the infrastructure used to provide water for these cattle. And they're using backhoes to take it apart, wreck it, turn it into scrap, put it in the back of a dump truck, and then they use armed escort to escort the damaged equipment off the premises. I found that very disturbing. How about you, Ann?
Well, I'm just astonished. If you look at a map of where Bunkerville is, in case our listeners don't know it, it's right very close to the Four Corners states of Arizona and Utah. In other words, it's right at the intersection of three states, Nevada, Arizona, and Utah. So apparently the governor of Arizona has spoken up and calling what the federal people are doing is terrorism, not what the Bundys are doing. The Bundys are, he seems to think they're in the right. The Nevada governor is also saying that the feds don't have any jurisdiction there and should back down a little bit. We haven't heard from Utah. But this is a place that, you know, like I said, it almost straddles three states. And this town is not just his ranch. It's not just his ranch that they're interfering with. They're interfering with a town of about 1,000 people. Excuse me. That is northeast of Las Vegas. So if you are a citizen, if you're one of those 1,000 people that aren't directly involved, I mean, some of them will be involved because they'll know the Bundys, but there may be people there that are truly not involved in this altercation, that they may be collateral damage. There may be collateral damage. And so I just wanted to give some helpful hints. You have three states to run to. You're very close to, you're not even that far away from California, but you can cross the border. You can cross the border of the county and get away from the county officials anyway. And you want to be prepared. They're talking about 2 to 4 months for this to be resolved. And, you know, don't you think that it's going to take a year, John, at least?
Once something gets to the point we're at right now, typically these events don't go on more than a few weeks. The events at Waco, Texas went on into the third month, I believe, before they attacked the people in that church and incinerated them. So I don't believe it. It's going to escalate very quickly. In 1994, when the government attacked Waco, the modern militia movement did not yet exist. In fact, that attack, along with the assault weapons ban at the end of August into September of 94, was the beginning point of the modern militia being formed. We got a regular caller here, Ann. We've got John in Austin, Texas. Good morning, John.
Oh, good.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann. Can you hear me okay?
You're Roger that. Proceed.
Do we know if they... feds have set up a perimeter trying to restrict access to that area and to the Bundy Ranch?
I don't know that. I do know that when we were working to help the Indians at Wounded Knee, that the federal officials were setting up checkpoints and arresting the Vietnam vets, people like myself, as they crossed state lines en route to Wounded Knee, to give aid and comfort to the Native Americans up there at Wounded Knee. I don't know that that's being done yet. That was done in 1973. There was a lot of behind-the-scenes things going on. You know, media then, internet didn't exist, of course. People could not communicate like effectively like we could now. Cell phones didn't exist. But we did communicate with each other, and the Vietnam vets mobilized nationwide to provide medical supplies and so forth to the innocent wounded knee, and the feds were intercepting and arresting them as they crossed state lines headed to Wounded Knee. I don't know that it's happening yet.
John, the reason, two reasons I bring this point up, you know a little bit of my background, and it's SOP to set up checkpoints and perimeters to keep people out.
Right.
And control the media and control people. If they haven't done that, and they would have done this by now.
It is being reported that they have declared the zone around the area to be free of restrictions of the Constitution. Well, this is hyperbole. Specifically, the First Amendment right to assemble and speak freely. They're setting up free speech zones, which if you're not in one of those, then you're subject to arrest.
Okay. The reason I bring this point up is that they're letting people in. They're setting up they're trying to set up an incident. And the militias that come in, John, you and I both know that most of the militias in this country have been infiltrated by a Fed or an informant.
Of course they have been. That's a given.
That's a given. And that Fed or informant could be an agent, act as an agent provocateur, because all it's going to take is one shot, and it doesn't matter which side it comes from. One shot, that's all that we're one shot away from possibly creating one hell of a bad situation.
You know, John, we still don't know who fired the first shot at Lexington Green more than 200 years ago.
I understand. And the feds, what's interesting to me in looking at this, they picked the right guy. Because Mr. Bundy is one of these doesn't back down, strong-willed men who's not going to cower.
Well, I'll tell you, John. I live in cattle country. My neighbors are cattle ranchers. You really don't want to mess with these guys. I don't care which one you pick. You really, really don't want to mess with a cattle rancher.
You understand what I'm saying, John?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
He's going to stand up there and bow his neck, and he's not going to cower away, you know. So they have put the ingredients together, the feds, and this going in, taking the infrastructure down, doing the things they're doing, the tasering of the sun. Yesterday the other big event that happened out there was the Cowboys going out and picking up about 30.
They rescued 30 cattle from the feds, yes.
Yeah, that was sticking their finger in the feds' eye.
Well, let me tell you something, John. These cattlemen, they're physically tough, mentally tough, spiritually and emotionally tough. They have tremendous skill sets. They get up before dawn, they work until the sun goes down, and they're all armed. All the cattle ranchers I know are armed 24/7. You really, really don't want to mess with these guys.
John, where am I from?
Texas.
I know a little about this. But anyway, what I'm saying, John, and coming back and looking at it,
hold on through the break, John. We had a break. Call the numbers 800-313-9443.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances. Yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the militia doing their morning workout at Bunkerville, Nevada, right there. That's what you heard, the militia at Bunkerville, Nevada, doing their morning workout. This is J.R. Moore, and my website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads if you want to learn about military tactics and strategy. Free download there, The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, a book much older than the Bible. You'll also find the energy cleaner for sale. Great way to mitigate pain, wake up pain-free with more physical and mental energy, ready to stare down the feds at their roadblocks. The energy cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, is 800. Oh.
Sorry.
800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is live radio, and things happen, and don't they?
I was just listening to the ham radio, and at this time of day, there may be commuters on it, but normally not, and then it sent out this tone. Well, I kind of jumped because okay. They have a system here where they report... they report problems, and one of the things they do is they send out a tone.
Get an alert tone. Anyway, we still have John from Texas on. John, your background is pertinent to what's going on here, and I agree with you, sir, that there, of course, there was infiltrators in the militia. I was the commander of the militia for St. Louis City and County, and I identified fairly quickly. In fact, I think in one case, I knew who the federal agent was before he even got the assignment because of my private contacts, and I never have told him that I know, and but I just gave him the information I wanted to get back into the reports to the higher headquarters and made use of that in that manner.
Real quick, let me sum up and finish up here so you can move to another caller. We kind of, for those of us who might be going out there, need to know if there are checkpoints or restrictions. It would be nice to know if there are rally points for supporters and where those rally points are. The second thing is, so people know, temperatures up there are busting up close to 90 degrees during the day, low humidity, mid-50s at night. It's going to be warm, folks. Hydrate, water, typical drill. It's rough country. You're going to need boots and protective gear. If you're going to go out in the bush, springtime, all the critters, good and bad, are going to be up and about. You need to have that kind of awareness. And you need to be calm and cool and be prepared. Remember, you're going there to help, not be a drain on the resources.
Well, quite frankly, John, I'm only encouraging organized militia units that have a structure, a command and control in place to go up there. I'm not really encouraging others.
They're going to go in. I mean, John, people are going to go. Hopefully.
Well, they're going to, but it's going to be a logistical nightmare real quick, overwhelming the resources of Bunkerville, Nevada.
This is where the militias, as people wander in, the militias could take control of these people and draw them into their groups.
Well, okay. That's not going to... The militia's not going to recruit on the spot, but the militia could provide resources in terms of a field kitchen, for example. Hopefully somebody will get enough porta-potties up there so they don't have a big, stinking, unsanitary mess, which it quickly could become. So the logistics get spin wildly out of control pretty quickly, don't they, John?
Yes. Well, and by also, the militia's taking control of people, this is just what I'm talking about. In the sense of being able to keep people from under control and put them into areas and resources so they're not fouling up out there and the whole place doesn't go foobar overnight. I mean, because the more disorganized, being disorganized is only going to play into the Fed's hands.
Absolutely. So I'm sure, I've been around these kind of situations before. The organized militia showing up there will provide structure and order out of chaos, so to speak, pretty quickly.
As long as you don't get like half a dozen militias up there and they start bickering on who's going to be
There may be some of that, but typically there'll be order will prevail, and there'll be some structure come out of it pretty quickly. That should happen. Yes.
Well, and like I say, if I wind up heading that way, and if I get out there, I'll give you a call.
We appreciate it, John. Thank you, sir. Well, Ann, the show is almost over. We're talking about these events up there. We didn't get a chance to talk much about anything else. The Ebola virus in Western Africa, the things that are going on, the radiation events. We'll be with Dr. Deagle later today, and we can talk about those things then, Ann.
Well, I think that this was an important show, and I think that things that that were mentioned by John in Austin were very important. You don't want to go out there unless you're self-sustained, take a motorhome. And if you want to get out of there, apparently there's only two roads. There's Nevada 170 and I-15. So that doesn't give you a lot of options.
Well, and it does give the Fed some options if they really want to clamp down to attempt to close the area off, which would be an incredibly stupid thing to do. But if they make that move, that will ratchet up the Parker factor by several points.
Well, they've done that before. They did that in Wisconsin, about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. They blocked off the roads without telling anybody, and they thought that there was a camp of militia. Well, it was the Wisconsin militia, and they went in and raided it and didn't discover anything. But that's what I'm saying. The roads can be closed down, so you want to be prepared for that. Like I've said before, once they set up perimeters for any kind of catastrophe, you're not getting in or out because they're well-armed.
And well, so they did that at Wounded Knee. They set up perimeters, and the Native Americans and the Vietnam vets slipped in and out pretty much every night. So you really can't stop people with special operations training. They're going to be able to get in and out regardless of what perimeters they set up, especially vast areas like that. These are huge areas.
Well, I agree with you. But you need specialized training in order to do that. And I'm talking about the 1,000 people that live in Bunkerville that may want to leave and maybe not can't. So they need to have supplies in order to, well, you say 3 months at the most, and I think that's probably right. It could last only a week. It could, but you need to be prepared. You need to, if they're dismantling water infrastructure, even though it's to cattle, who knows what they'll do to the town.
That would be incredibly stupid on the Federals' part to interfere with these townspeople and their infrastructure. And we're about out of time here. We'll do some radio in a few hours with Dr. Deagle.
Okay, John. Be safe.
Thank you. See you then. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'll be with Vince Vannelli at 10 Central today, Dr. Deagle at 4 p.m., and be with Doug Hagman at 7 p.m. Central. I got a very full day, 6 hours of radio total. This is a breaking story. It's changing daily, sometimes hourly. We will be following it very carefully and giving you updates as we can. So wrapping it up for the week here. Been a good week and good to visit with all of you as always. I want to encourage you to get your medical supplies. Get your energy cleaner. Some of you folks have two and three of them. Some of you don't have any. This is your chance. Get your energy cleaner now while you can. Your firearms ammunition, 22 caliber ammunition at gunbroker.com. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive weekend, and God bless America.